Hindus and Muslims should fight poverty, not each other. The words of India's Prime Minister Narendra Modi after two violent attacks on Muslims rumored to have eaten beef. Cows are considered sacred by Hindus, who make up the majority of the population in India. And in many parts of the country, the slaughter of cows is illegal. Joining us from Kolkata is the BBC's Rahul Tandon. And Rahul, tell us what happened with these two incidents, one in a village near New Delhi, another in the Kashmir State Assembly.
Let's start with the one in Uttar Pradesh, which is very close to the capital, Delhi. Muhammad Akhlaq had lived in that village for many, many years. He was one of the few Muslims in the village. The majority of the population were Hindus, but he had a very good relationship with them. But what happened was that suddenly a mob burst into his house and they lynched him. They beat him to death. They also attacked his son. What was his crime? His crime was that they thought he had beef in his fridge. There'd been an announcement allegedly at the local temple saying that he was eating beef and that he must be stopped. Move over to Kashmir, up in the foothills of the Himalayas. There, some parliamentarians had a dinner. It's India's only Muslim majority state. They served beef. They were then attacked by other members of the local parliament there as well. So beef has suddenly become this huge political issue here in India. It's not just a food anymore.
And the people who are really angry about these attacks are pointing fingers at the BJP, the party of the Prime Minister, Narendra Modi.
Yeah, I mean, the BJP is seen as being a party that favors the Hindu community here. It's one that was started off as very much a Hindu nationalist party. And a lot of people in the country, Muslims, Christians, other minorities, are saying that whenever these incidents take place, you know, just a few months ago, we had a number of attacks on Christian churches in the capital, Delhi, that the Indian Prime Minister, Narendra Modi, doesn't say enough. He remains silent at that point in time. And they feel that his silence is some sort of implicit signal to his supporters that this is acceptable. This is an acceptable form of behavior. Now, Mr. Modi has eventually come out and made comments. He said them while he was campaigning in the neighboring state of Bihar here, where elections have begun on Monday, where he said, Hindus have to make a choice. Do you want to fight Muslims or do you want to fight your common enemy, which is poverty? But many people here are saying it's come too late and that what we're seeing across India at the moment, when we're having it wrapped up in the beef debate, is a country that is beginning to move away from the secular notion of its founding fathers, Nehru and Gandhi.
Well, and you actually went to a restaurant and spoke with some people eating beef and asked them if they thought that beef should be banned. Here's one man that you spoke to.
It's a meat for poor people. So I think ban on this is a ban on poor people. So I think it should not be banned.
Would you have a beef steak?
Yeah. I always do. Whenever I come here, I always take beef steaks.
Says he always has a beef steak whenever he comes there. How does the economic status of a person play into the kind of meat that they're able to eat?
Well, I mean, India is a predominantly vegetarian country, or so you think, but actually even now many Hindus are eating meat as well now. And interestingly, that restaurant, which is known as, which is the most famous steak restaurant here in Calcutta, when I spoke to the owner, he said actually the majority of his customers were Hindus rather than Muslims. But when it comes to eating meat, the simple fact is that meat is more expensive than vegetables. So even people who are non-vegetarians often can't afford to have meat, etc. So that is a reason that they often may turn to things like beef, because beef is cheaper than chicken, it's cheaper than mutton, and it's cheaper than fish. You can hear the busy streets behind me, the traffic going past me. Kolkata is also one of the only cities in India where beef is very popular, and also a state where cow slaughter has not been banned. 29 of India's states have actually banned cow slaughter now. And it may surprise your listeners to know that India actually is the largest exporter of beef in the world. So lots of contradictions when it comes to the issue here in India.
So how do you see this playing out? Are the people who are worried about nutrition and poverty going to win over those who have religious objections?
I think what we're going to see now is something very interesting, because one of India's largest states has gone to the polls. And it's going to be interesting to see which way they vote. Are they going to follow what we've seen recently, which is people turning out in huge numbers to vote for the Indian Prime Minister and his party? Or has this whole issue over beef began to raise doubts within the voters' minds? So I think within the next 3 or 4 weeks, we're going to get a clear signal of what the Indian public thinks. And I think depending on that result, that could make the BJP go down a different line. It could not be off the agenda. Or if they win the election, we could see calls for a nationwide ban on beef, which could mean that those, you know, that steak eater that we heard before, he may be running out of his supply very soon.
That's the BBC's Rahul Tandon joining us from Kolkata, India, a very busy street behind him there. Rahul, thank you very much.
Thank you so much.